the Friday Show. Very good to be back. I am joined by Paul Dehaney, Tezza Makulwa, and Chris Barber. They are the Sunday contingent. The weekend never starts around here. But we've got Robbie Scotcher. And straight out of the gate, no messing about, Alex Hurst, 12:30, Saturday, Newcastle versus Arsenal. Top of the bill, top of the pile. Let's go, Alex.
I'm joined by Alex Hurst, who's all business. Well, I'm all business. We normally do more nice chat than we just did at the start of this, but I just wanted to crack on, and the reason why is because he was very pleased with Newcastle United last night. In fact, when he messaged me to sort this out, he said it was like 2022 vintage. Does that mean, Alex, it was all high intensity in Newcastle with foot on the throat against Chelsea?
It was, Neil. It was. It was a real pleasure and a throwback to better days when we didn't have to worry about things, about what to do with the ball, and teams sitting deep. Chelsea came with their 10 changes, which still, you know, comfortably, you know, better player for player side than Newcastle put out. But they came, they tried to play out from the back, they tried to do things with the goalkeeper, and it just, it was food and drink to a player like Joe Linton, restored to his rightful left winger attacking role out of the midfield. And it was, yeah, it was just nice. It was just nice to be happy again.
I want to talk about the selection, because yes, Chelsea do make their changes, but it's worth pointing out that first and foremost, that the team have been playing pretty regularly in Europe. It's also worth pointing out again to listeners, the back four's numbers for Chelsea were 2, 4, 5, and 3. And what I mean by that is, well, these are players who Chelsea can see as first team players. Mudryk plays, João Felix plays, Enzo Fernandez plays, Jubri Hall plays, and Nkunku plays. So this was not a team of mugs. Let's be absolutely crystal clear. And Newcastle themselves, you say, made changes. He went back to the old axis of Willock and Joe Linton down that left-hand side. But he didn't play Bruno over the course of the game in this one. He did go with Lloyd Kelly at centre-back, Lewis Hall at left-back, and Emile Kraft in there as well. So the point here, Alex, is that this is, you know, first and foremost, it's a really good Chelsea side. And secondly, it isn't a 100% Newcastle side.
No, it's not a 100% Newcastle side, but Keith Downey, who is the Sky Sports correspondent for the North East and a friend of our podcast, he actually tweeted it after the game. Eddie Howe has picked the team that fans wanted. So even though Eddie Howe has rotated, this is actually closer in a lot of people's eyes, including mine, something closer to a more balanced, settled side that we've been crying out for a long time.